The Adams administration and homeless advocates reached a settlement in court today over the city's longstanding obligation to provide a shelter. WNYC's Karen Yee was in court today and joins us now. Hey, Karen.
Hey.
Karen, what does this deal mean for the right to shelter provision?
Right. So this has been a month-long fight over what we call here right to shelter. And that's a 1981 protection that basically says the city has to provide a shelter bed to anyone who asks for one. But that's become harder to follow just given the number of migrants that have arrived in the city over the last 2 years. The city says that's about 180,000. So this deal, the settlement, modifies those unique right to shelter protections and institute limits specifically for new arrivals asking for shelter. And what that means is for adults who are 23 years and older, they're guaranteed 30 days in shelter. And for adults who are younger than 23, they're going to get 60 days in shelter initially. And this is what essentially the city has been doing since last summer, you know, really capping stays for adult migrants to a month. But now it adds a little bit more time for younger migrants.
Yeah, 30 days, 60 days. But what happens after those limits expire? Can migrants who still have nowhere to go get more time in shelter?
Yes, in theory, yes. But they have to meet quote unquote extenuating circumstances. So as migrants reach the end of their stay, and if they still have nowhere to live or nowhere to go, they can ask for an extension. And the city will review each of these cases individually. So say someone has a pending lease, but it won't start for another 10 days, they can grant an extension. If somebody has an upcoming surgery or a disability that means they can't move, they will get an extension. And there's also, the circumstances also include if a migrant has tried to exit shelter, they have to prove that they, you know, have tried calling relatives or friends in the country, searched for employment, applied for asylum or special protected status. So it's an exhaustive list that's sort of detailed in the settlement. But the city can technically, for the first time under the right to shelter law, deny somebody shelter if they don't meet any of these circumstances.
What about migrant families with children? What does it mean for them?
This deal doesn't affect what's happening to migrant families with kids. It only really applies to adult migrants. So right now, what's happening with migrant families with kids will continue to be the case. So families who are not staying under shelters run by the Department of Homeless Service, they are still subject to the 60-day cap, and they have to continue to reapply. That will remain the same.
Now, the compromise is also supposed to eliminate migrants sleeping on chairs, on the floors, in waiting rooms. What's happening there?
Prior to this settlement, the city had 30-day caps on all adults. And if they wanted more time, they had to essentially go visit this East Village reticketing center to wait in line, a really long line, and apply for another shelter placement. And this line could take as long as 8 days, we heard. Now it's about 4 days. And in the meantime, while they were waiting, migrants were sent to these 5 waiting rooms across the city where there were no beds and no showers, and they were sleeping there essentially overnight on the floor or in chairs. So now under this deal, this practice will have to end. So the practice of using these waiting rooms as sort of de facto shelters will end in 3 weeks. The city needs to eliminate the backlog of hundreds of migrants who are waiting days for a shelter bed. And the waiting rooms will still remain open, but more like drop-in centers for migrants who still kind of want to crash for a few hours. But those waiting centers have to provide 3 meals a day, and they have to provide access to showers. So ideally, under the settlement, migrants who need that extension that we talked about will ask for that at the shelters they're at and receive case management there to sort of avoid these long lines we're seeing at this East Village Center.
With an update on the settlement, that is WNYC's Karen Yee. Karen, thank you for your reporting.
Thanks, David.